A hallmark of democracy is transparency, a way to see inside the government so we know what it's up to. You're listening to KNKX, and you may know a little something about the Federal Freedom of Information Act. Here in Washington State, we have something similar called the Public Records Act. 88.5's Paula Whistle looks at how the act works.
If you turned on the radio in the early 1970s, you might have come across this number from the musical Hair, about a group of hippies protesting the Vietnam War and the draft. You could say letting the sunshine in was a sign of the times. In addition to efforts to open up societal attitudes, there was a grassroots movement to make government more open. Laws, called sunshine laws, were popping up all over the country. In 1972, by Citizens Initiative, voters here in Washington created the Public Records Act. With some exceptions for things like school records, it pretty much lets you see any document produced by any government entity, whether it's your local sewer district or state agency.
We have an online system, and I can just show you the website real fast.
Here in the city of Kent, Aileen Hansen spends her day processing public records requests. Her official title is Public Disclosure Administrator. She says records requests on this day are pretty typical.
Yeah. Scroll through, like, what do we have here? Lots of police incident case reports.
Code violation, approved building plans.
Hazardous material incidents.
Yeah, that's a fire department.
Some requests just need a one-page response. Others require boxes of materials. Hansen compares it to a grocery store.
Some people come in with very simple requests, and I call that the 15 items or less line. Other people that come in, they've won the supermarket sweep, and they have like 15 carts.
In which case, she says she has to involve a lot of departments and staff just to process all the items in the request. The law requires governments to respond to every public records request, but probably the most important thing you need to know about the Public Records Act is this.
Anybody can come in and request records for anything.
It's worth repeating. Anyone can request a record for anything. You don't even have to give your name. And if you don't think the government has handled your request properly, hasn't given it to you in a timely manner, you can sue. Now, some local governments say while they support transparency, the Public Records Act has gotten too unwieldy. Here's Pat Johnson, the mayor of the small Pierce County town of Buckley, testifying in Olympia for changes to the act.
Advances in technology and the increased volume and complexity of records requests are undermining the Public Records Act and our efforts to fulfill its requirements.
The problem, as Johnson and others see it, is when the Public Records Act was passed, things like email and text messages didn't even exist. They say cities can be overwhelmed by requests and the need to archive more and more kinds of records. They want more flexibility, for instance, the right to limit overly broad requests. Open government advocates remain skeptical. But even some strong advocates say there can be unintended consequences of the Public Records Act. Take police body cameras, for example.
They could be recording inside people's homes. In instances where people are victims of domestic violence.
Shankar Narayan is the ACLU of Washington Director of Technology and Liberty. He says anything a cop records in a day could become part of the public record under the act, meaning anyone could potentially see it.
You know, if there are instances where, people's private lives are being revealed within their homes by body camera footage that has no accountability value whatsoever, there's really no reason for that to be retained, much less disclosed.
For that reason, the ACLU is recommending a go-slow approach in the adoption of police body cams. A state task force is also wrestling with the issue of how best to balance the needs for police accountability with people's right to privacy.
Will you, if it's going to be 3:30, will you come back? She said it could be.
I catch up with attorney Michelle Earl Hubbard on a busy day between court hearings in the King County Regional Justice Center. She warns against watering down the Public Records Act. She spent much of her career suing governments for failing to comply with records requests. She represented the Seattle Times in its lawsuit over access to state records about lead poisoning on gun ranges. She won the case.
After we got the records, after the judge saw how horrendous it was, they were fined very heavily, not for the lead, for the public record violation, because these were records of a public health hazard that the state had kept secret for 9 months.
Earl Hubbard says 45 years after it passed, the Public Records Act is more relevant than ever.
Well, I think you only have to look at what's happening in our world today in terms of the public's distrust of government, questioning government, lack of information about what's happening, to realize why you need to have an open and transparent and accountable government.
She says without the Public Records Act, there's really no check on power.
And if you have unchecked power, even with people with the best of intentions, things will go wrong.
She says it's up to all of us to use the act to ensure it continues to work. Paula Wissel, 88.5 News.
That story was part of our series, Unpacking Government. For other episodes in the series, go to knkx.org.